Again, continuing the strategies for improving inventory turnover, implementing merchandising strategies to optimize product assortment and inventory levels. So when inventory, improving the inventory turnover, when these stock reports are fired with regards to the sales versus, so there are number of reports which can be generated. There are reports which will show a particular category performance. There are 52 weeks. So what is the performance in week one? What is the performance in week two? So depending upon the last week, last 52 weeks performance, if a category is not performing, the store management team along with the buying team need to ensure that either that category is discontinued or a new category is introduced in the store. And in case if the old category is still available, is there a need of promotion? So all these strategies, merchandising strategies will help into checking the product assortment and checking the inventory levels, which will drive sales for that specific store. Analyzing sales data to identify fast moving, slow moving inventory for replenishment and clearance. So once this report is generated, slow movers either needs to be removed or there should be a plan for the slow movers. In case of fast movers, it needs to be replenished at a quicker rate. Collaborating vendors to ensure timely delivery and replenishments of high demand products. So the collaboration with the vendors needs to be done. There has to be a good rapport by the store team and the vendor team to ensure that they replenish the stocks on a high demand of high demand products. The high demand products are replenished quickly, thereby ensuring there are no stockouts. Utilizing technology solutions for inventory management, demand forecasting and replenishment optimization. So when we talk about utilizing technology solutions, at the head office level, what they do is they might use auto replenishment system that will give them triggers for the stocks, that is at head office level. Similarly, at store level, daily count, cycle counts needs to be done so that they keep an eye. Daily reports needs to be generated with regards to those specific categories. There are demand forecasting systems also available. So all those use of technology will help into replenishment optimization, ensuring the right stock is available at the store at any given point of time, which results into sales. Continuously monitoring and adjusting inventory levels based on sale trends, seasonality and consumer preferences. So this store manager needs to have an eye for detail. They need to keep on checking the inventory level. There should be three bases. One is the sales trend. So in case if there's a trend that sell product of men's is higher in apparels, the men's category is doing better than women, definitely they need to allocate more space to the men's apparels. That is one of the examples I'm giving. So that is one example of sales trend. Similarly, seasonality depends that certain times, certain products because of season. So that could be a winter wear. There's a spurt in sales for winter wear. That is because of seasonality. So it is a one-time increasing the sales. Definitely it's not going to happen in summers as well. So because the store management team as well as the buying team needs to keep an eye and have strategies ready in their they need to have strategies which will definitely drive sales for that specific store. They also need to check the consumer preferences, which way the consumers are moving. Are they moving from one category to another category? Are they bargain hunters? Are they only coming and paying full price? Do they hate crowd during the end of season sale? So all those consumer preferences needs to be tracked, it needs to be analyzed, and then strategies needs to be derived, which will help into optimizing the store inventory level as well as driving sales for that specific store. So now we'll see the benefits of effective inventory management. So when these stocks are replenished on regular basis, the right mix is available. In case of apparels, all the sizes are available in all the sets. It could be small, large, medium, extra large. And there are no stockouts. The customer, the staff is aware of the all the features, advantages and benefits. And definitely, it's providing a good customer service. So when all these parameters are, there's a tick mark on these parameters, that will result into customer loyalty. The customer will come back again. They will keep on checking the fresher merchandise. And they, when the stocks are rotated, when there's a quick rotation of stocks, the size which are fast moving are replenished, or in case the size is particular or particular SKU is selling faster and it's all sold out and there is a new stock which are available, that will result into customer loyalty. Customer will come back again and give repeat business. So that's the benefit of effective inventory management. That's the first benefit. Increase sales revenue and profitability through faster inventory turnover, reduce carrying cost. So in case when there are faster, if any category is performing well, all the products are getting sold, definitely it will reduce the carrying cost of the inventory. So obviously when it's purchased from the vendor, then payment needs to be made. And in case if the inventory is slow moving, definitely it's a burden on the store team. It's a cost for the store team. And therefore, the faster the stocks are sold out, it's easy, it's good for the store team to generate a good margins as well. So enhance working capital management with optimized inventory levels, reduce excess inventory. So in case if there is an excess inventory which is ordered, definitely those payment needs to be done, and that will definitely hit the P&L account. It will definitely hit the capital management of the head office as well as the store level. And therefore, ordering the right stocks, and whether it should not be excess and it should not be even understock. So ordering the right stock will ensure a good capital management at organization level. Lower discounts and markdowns with better inventory planning and management. So when there is a proper planning which is happening, there is less markdowns, less discounts offer, and the inventory is moving at a faster pace, will definitely result into good margins and profitability of the store. So the focus of the store team as well as the buying and the merchandising team is to, they need to ensure that they don't give much markdowns, they don't give more discounts, the number of, the percentage of discount is less, thereby resulting profit for the organization. Reduce returns, damages and write-offs with proactive inventory monitoring and optimization strategies. So when the products are handled, you know, with a care, there is less damage, there is less number of returns, the damages are low, therefore definitely will increase in store excellence and the store will perform at optimum level. So all these strategies will definitely help into increasing the profits. The whole aim of any particular store is to generate more profits, reducing damages and ensuring good customer service. Now we'll see understanding the gross margin, which is GM. Gross margin is calculated by subtracting the cost of goods sold, which is COGS, from sales revenue. Quite easy to understand. It is expressed as percentage and reflects the profitability of a product or a category. So what is gross margin? This definitely it is expressed in a percentage and it reflects the profitability of a product or a category. Higher gross margins are achieved through effective pricing strategies and cost management. So the buying team will definitely do lot of, when they talk to a lot of vendors, there's a lot of agreements which are done and there is a price negotiation which happens. And the buying team is definitely having a lot of experience into handling such vendors. So they will try to ensure that they get good, they buy products at a price which is beneficial at their organization level. So the higher gross margins are achieved through effective pricing strategies and cost management. So when they buy any product, they will try to fix a percentage of gross margins. There would be a cost price, there would be margins, and there would be a selling price. So the merchandising or buying team needs to ensure that the pricing is effective and it results for more profits for that specific organization. Monitoring GM helps in evaluating the financial health of business and ability to cover operating expenses. So when the buying team and the head office, they monitor, even the store team, they monitor the gross margins. Definitely, the gross margin gives a clear picture of financial health of that organization. If the margins are less, if the expenses are high, the store is going to get shut. Similarly, if the margins are high, cost is left, definitely store is operating on a low profit and definitely it will generate revenue. So the organization can do expansion. They can open more stores. Similarly, different productivity indicators such as GM ROI. So when we say GM ROI, it is gross margin return on inventory. That is the full form of GM ROI. GMROF, which is GM ROF, which is gross margin return on floor. So that is with regards to the per square foot return. And the last one is GM ROL, which is gross margin return on labor. Therefore, assesses gross margin performance. So all those things, all these parameters will definitely help the head office team as well as the store team to further assess and to manage how to manage margin, how to increase profits and reduce cost. Importance of gross margin analysis. So gross margin analysis provides insights into pricing, effectiveness and cost efficiency. Maximizing gross margin contributes to overall profitability and sustainability. So when the store team and the head office, they do analysis, they get a lot of insights, they get a lot of data. And when they ensure that the right price, the products are offered at the right price, they are getting good margins. It will improve the effectiveness and cost efficiency. Definitely increasing the gross margins will increase the balance sheet. It will increase the cost is reduced. The margins are higher. There is more profitability. Effective negotiation with suppliers and strategic promotional planning can enhance gross margins. So when the buying team does a lot of negotiation, they take a promotion and the hit is passed on. The discount is passed on the vendors or when they take the hit. Strategic promotional planning will also definitely help gross margin, thereby resulting sales for this store. Monitoring gross margin helps in identifying areas of improvement and optimizing resource allocation. So in case if any category is not performing, it's not giving proper gross margins, identifying those areas and then taking corrective action will result into optimized resource allocation. Understanding gross margin trends enables informed decision making and competitive positioning. So when the gross margin trends are analyzed, it will help the teams to take informed decision. Either they need to continue with that product or they need to discontinue, whether they need to get a new range, whether they need to get a new assortment. All those things, the decision are taken after keeping in mind the trends, the reports which are generated, gross margin reports which is generated, and that will help into strategic decision making. Now we'll understand what is gross margin return on inventory, which is GMROI. So GMROI measures gross margin returns on inventory investment within specific category. So this category can be food, it can be non-food, it can be apparels, it can be cosmetics. So that's how GMROI is measured, the GMROI is calculated, what is the investment on the inventory and what was the return on those specific category. It is calculated by dividing gross margins by average inventory at the cost. So quite easy and self-explanatory how GMROI is calculated. GMROI accounts for both margin levels and inventory turnover, offering a comprehensive analysis of inventory productivity. So when the GMROI reports are fired, it will account for both. It will give you a detailed picture with regards to the margin levels and what is the inventory turnover. So it offers a comprehensive analysis about the inventory productivity, what was the inventory levels, how it is performing, whether it's fast moving, whether it's a slow moving, what is the return on inventory. It gives a clear picture and basis on that, the head office team and the store team needs to ensure that they need to take the right decision with regards to the inventory. Improving GMROI involves optimizing margins and managing inventory effectively, efficiently. GMROI helps in assessing the profitability of different product categories, guiding inventory management strategies. So in case if the particular category is slow moving, the store team needs to take into consideration with the buying team. They decide whether to continue or discontinue. And in case if they are discontinuing, the new product needs to be introduced so that the space is not left empty as per the planogram. So all this definitely when the GMROI report is fired, it helps the teams to take quick decision and all those decision needs to be in favor of store, thereby generating good margins for the store and generating profits for that specific store. Now, if you see the triangle over there, there is an inventory, there is a GMROI, there is stock turns, there is gross margin, there is a percentage margin and there is a net revenue over there. So all these things gives a clear picture to the store or the team, even to the stakeholders that what strategies need to be implemented, what correct strategies need to be implemented so that it results more profitability for that specific store and for that organization. Now we'll move to the gross margin return on feet, which is GMROF. So definitely GMROF evaluates gross margin returns on retail space occupied by the category. So every category, there is a space allocated, there is a certain number of square feet which is allocated. So here it is evaluated what is the margin, gross margin returns on that particular category or the area specified or provided to that category, calculated by dividing gross margins by category space. Zimmerhoff assesses space productivity. So whatever is the space allocated, definitely what are the returns on those specific category against to the space allocated, that's the formula for that. It considers both gross margins and merchandise intensity, providing insights into space utilization efficiency. So as I've said earlier, that in case of apparels, if the men's category is doing well compared to the women's category, then they need to reduce the space of women's category apparels and give more space to men's. So that is one of the examples I can give. So it's just an example to understand how Zimmerhoff works. So similarly, that can, all these strategies can be applied with regards to the kids category, or it can be applied with regards to the food versus non-food. It can be applied against the general merchandise and furniture and electronics. So that definitely it's an, all these reports when generated gives a lot of insight, but these insights are only beneficial in case the corrective measure is taken, right actions are taken, and that will result into more stock movement, increase in margins, lesser cost, cost optimization needs to be done, and which results into margins and higher sales for that specific store. Higher Zimmerhoff indicates better returns on space utilization and optimized category placement. Strategies for improving Zimmerhoff includes optimizing space allocation and enhancing merchandise assortment. So as I said, in case with regards to the men's category, if there is, there are two categories, one is formals and one is casuals. And in that specific area, if the casuals is doing more and the formals are doing less, it can happen that the store is in a location where there is a lot of IT companies or this located near college area. Now it can happen that it's the, that particular location or particular catchment area is driving sales for casuals. Then here also the category team, the store team needs to ensure that the assortment with regards to the casual is increased. Chances are they might reduce the space allocation for formals. So all this corrective action needs to be taken, thereby ensuring that Zimmerhoff report is fired and it generates a good and better margins for that store. So when you see there is a floor space, then there is Zimmerhoff on the left, there is sales, there is gross margins, there is percentage of margin, and that's net revenue. So that's how the Zimmerhoff is calculated. Now we'll see gross margin return on labor, which is Zimmerhoff. So gross margin return on labor measures the margin returns on the labor employed within a category or a store. So here the staff used in the category, here the return on the labor, the staff which is hired, that is calculated. It's calculated by dividing the gross margins by the number of employees or full-time equivalent employees, which is called FTEs. So here they ensure that what is the staff cost, what is the number of staff available in that specific store, and the calculate, the formula is quite easy to understand. It is calculated by dividing the gross margins by number of employees. Zimmerhoff accounts for both labor productivity and service intensity, reflecting the efficiency of labor utilization. So there is a calculation also that what is the number of staff per square feet, that is also calculated. And when the Zimmerhoff return, when the Zimmerhoff is calculated, it ensures that they first check if the staff is manned properly, there is equal, there is a good amount of staff available, manning is proper. They also ensure that the staff is selling. There are staff are productive, they are not just standing over there, they are generating sales, they are upselling, they are cross-selling, and therefore Zimmerhoff becomes very effective. It is also a very key important indicator for the store health. In case the staff strength is high and the sales are less, the margins are low, then definitely the store needs to take a corrective action, and hence Zimmerhoff is calculated. Balancing workforce optimization with service level is essential for improving Zimmerhoff. So in case the conversion goes down, they need to do deep, they need to do deep analysis, they need to do root cause analysis and ensure that the staff is start selling, they start selling, upselling and cross-selling. Definitely balancing workforce is the making, having the right size of the staff with regards to the sale ensures that the GIMROL is in place. Strategies for enhancing GIMROL includes flexible scheduling, incentivizing employee productivity, and optimizing staffing levels. So in case if the store is faltering on the KPIs, they need to ensure that the full-time employees are not hired. Then they might have a part-time employee, or they might hire some employees which are coming on certain weekdays. So that is with regards to the flexible scheduling. They need to incentivize the employee whose productivity is high, who's generating more sales, who's converting more customers. So obviously there is motivation. They need to motivate those staff and optimizing the staffing level. So in case if these sales are less and staff is more, then they need to either transfer the staff, or they need to ensure that the right budget, the right staff is available as per the budgets. In case the sales are less, staff is high, they need to take the corrective action. In case the sales are high and the staff is less, then they definitely again needs to ensure that they hire equal number of people so that there is no loss of sale. So that's how GIMROL works. As you see, there is full-time employees which is on top, then there is GIMROL, there is revenue employee, gross margins are there, gross margin percentage is there, and that's the net revenue over there. So strategies for improving gross margin performance. So implementing effective pricing strategy to maximize sales revenue and gross margins. So how to improve gross margin with regards to the performance, gross margin performance? The pricing strategy needs to be in place. Constant generation of reports, constant generation inventory reports needs to be done to ensure that the staff is available at the right place, the product is available at the right price, and definitely the stock turnovers are, there is lesser stock outs. There are products which are high, which are selling, having a high throughput, they are selling, they are top sellers. Definitely that are strategies for improving gross margin performance. Negotiating favorable terms with suppliers to improve product margins and reduce costs. So the buying team needs to do negotiation. They need to negotiate in such a way that the negotiation is favorable for that organization. It's a win-win for them. The supplier also needs to, the category person also needs to ensure that the supplier or vendor is should not be disappointed, or he should not be happy. The negotiation should be win-win for everyone. So when the cost is reduced, the margins are higher, definitely it will increase the profitability for the organization. Developing targeted promotional campaigns to drive sales without compromising margins. The whole focus of the buying team and the merchandising team needs to ensure that they have a promotion, or they do a promotion, keeping in mind that it will drive sales and it will give margins. And it should always be done without compromising the margins. So at any price off or any promotion should give good margins. It should not be done at the cost of compromising the margins. Optimize inventory management practices to reduce carrying cost and improve inventory turnover. So definitely keeping an eye on slow moving goods. If the slow moving goods are not moving, they need to be moved to the store where it's moving. Similarly, certain stocks which are fast sellers, replenishment needs to be carried out on an optimum basis. The fill rate needs to be ensured that the vendor is supplying the stocks. Fill rate is 100%. So all this optimizing inventory will reduce the carrying cost of that particular store, and it will definitely improve the margins and sales for that specific store. Enhancing workforce productivity through training, incentives, and efficient scheduling practices. So the right manpower, trained manpower needs to be available at the floor level. Similarly, the cashier needs to have a higher scanning efficiency in while billing. So all those things will result into good sales, and definitely it will result into good margins. Strategic resource management tool. So what is a strategic management? What is strategic resource management tool? A strategic resource management model integrates GIMROI, GIMROF, and GIMROL to optimize business profitability. So when all these three parameters are integrated, they are used, and these parameters are used to ensure that they are giving there's a gross margin return on the inventory, on floor, and on labor. They are all three integrated, and which gives a report which ensures that the KPIs are delivered, they are moving the right direction, the corrective measures are taken, thereby optimizing business profitability. Now, this strategic resource model will guide the retailers and the store managers in controlling and correcting productivity to achieve financial goals. So as and when these KPIs are used, it helps the store manager in controlling the cost, increasing the productivity, and thereby achieving the financial goals. So when these strategic resource management tools are used, the model emphasizes the importance of aligning the resources such as inventory, space, and labor with business objectives. So when we started this topic, we have seen that every store has an annual business plan, and there are business objectives, and there are definitely key performance indicators mentioned which are needs to be aligned to these objectives. So when all these steps and tools are incorporated, that will definitely result into better inventory management, better space utilization, and better returns on the labor. So when all these steps are taken into the right direction, this will result into achieving the business objectives. By strategically managing resources, retailers can enhance operational efficiency, profitability, and long-term sustainability. So when such parameters are used, definitely it will result into profitability and the survival of the store. It will sustain, there is a growth in long-term, and it will also result into operational efficiency. So when you see this diagram over here, there are a lot of parameters. So there is net sales in inventory, which is, then there is gross margin inventory, there is GMROI, there is inventory selling feet. There are a lot of formulas used over here, and all those GMROI, GMROL, and GMROF are incorporated over here, thereby giving a clear indication to the store person and the head office team in case if they are faltering any of the parameters. They need quickly needs to jump to that particular point and ensure corrective measures are taken.